A judge today ordered that independents can run in the Alaska Democratic Party primary, ruling in the party's favor. It's not clear whether independent Governor Bill Walker will run in that primary. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on what the ruling could mean for next year's election.
Juneau Superior Court Judge Philip Pallenberg wrote in his order that political parties have the right to associate themselves with the candidates of their choice, regardless of their party registration. The Alaska Democratic Party tried last year to allow nonpartisan or undeclared candidates to run in its primary, but state election officials rejected the change. The party filed a legal challenge this year, which led to Pallenberg's order. Party Executive Director Jay Parmley says he's pleased with the order.
We've long believed that we have the right to allow people to associate and participate in the party, regardless of registration, and today the judge confirmed that.
Governor Walker said when he and Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott filed for re-election in August that they weren't planning to run in a primary. But the order could make it an option. Lindsay Hobson is Walker's daughter and campaign spokeswoman. She says the campaign has no comment on the order.
Well, Governor Walker and Lieutenant Governor Mallott have an ongoing duty to uphold the laws of the state. And since this is a pending legal matter to which the state is a party, the candidates can't comment at the time.
Lawyers for the state had defended a law that requires primary candidates belong to the party holding that primary. Pallenberg wrote that the state failed to place sufficient faith in the ability of voters to make informed decisions. Assistant Attorney General Corey Mills says the Department of Law would decide whether to appeal the order.
We are still reviewing the decision, but we will engage in our normal appeal evaluation process.
This decision to appeal can take 3 to 5 weeks. One major question is how the name of an independent candidate who wins a party primary will appear on the general election ballot. Pallenberg wrote that state law requires the general election ballot inform voters that an independent primary winner is the Democratic nominee. He also wrote that state officials will ultimately determine the design of general election ballots. The Democrats had changed their party rules, so it appeared possible their primary winner could appear on the general election ballot without the party's name. Now, Parmley says the ballot should reflect both the candidate's party registration or lack of registration, as well as the fact they won a primary.
I think they'll be able to work this out pretty effectively. That satisfies all concerned here.
Alaska Republican Party Chairman Tuckerman Babcock says he's glad the decision upholds political parties' freedom of association. He adds he believes the Democrats hope to nominate independents without having the party's name listed next to the candidate on the ballot.
I mean, if they want people to seek the Democrat nomination, there should be some recognition on the general election ballot that that's what the person did.
The deadline to register for the August primary is June 1st. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.